Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameo Nama. We're so happy you could tune in today. It's wonderful to get to spend time with all of you. We know that most of you don't get the chance to go to a monastery every day and talk with the monks, so this is a very special opportunity that we have. Today, we're going to learn a story about a very poor servant woman who had the very fortunate chance to meet the Supreme Buddha. She had a lot of faith in the Supreme Buddha and the monks, but she didn't really know very much about their lives or how they spent their time. So when she misunderstood what the monks were doing late at night, the Supreme Buddha corrected her and taught her the Dhamma. We'll also recite the Karaniya Metta Sutta in Pali and English, so get your chanting book ready if you have one. Or you can download the sutta by clicking on the show notes link. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Karaniya Metta Sutta. Now turn to page 24 in your chanting book. I'm sure that most of you know this sutta very well in Pali because you've been chanting it for a long, long time. Did you know that nowadays, when monks get into a car to go on a journey, they usually chant this sutta? This is something you can do too when you get in your car to go for a ride. I'm sure your parents will love to chant along with you. Right now, we'll chant in Pali and in English so we can understand the meaning.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Karaniya matta kusalena yantang santang padang abhisamiccha sakko ujucha sujucha suvacho chasa mudu anatimani. One skilled in good, wishing to attain that state of peace, Nibbana, should act thus. He should be clever, upright, exceedingly upright, obedient, gentle, and humble, santusa kocha subharocha apakichocha sallahuka utti santindriyocha nipakocha apagabbo kulesu ananugiddo. He should be content, easy to support, with few duties, living lightly, controlled in senses, discerning, courteous and unattached to families. Nachakuddang samachare kinchi yena vinyo pare upavadeyum. Sukhino vake mino hantu sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta. One should not do any slight wrong which the wise might censure. May all beings be happy and secure. May all beings have happy minds. Ye kechipana bhutati tasavatavaravanavasesa digavaye mahantava majjimarasakanukatula. Whatever living beings there may be, without exception, timid or fearless, long or large, medium, short, subtle or gross, ditta va yeva additta, yecha dure vasanti avidure, bhuta va sambhavesi va
Sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitatta, visible or invisible, living near or far, born or coming to birth, may all beings have happy minds. Na paro parang nikubbeta jnati manyeta katta chinang kanchi vyarosana patighasanya jnanya manyasa dukha michaya. Let no one deceive another, nor despise anyone anywhere, neither from anger nor ill will. Should anyone wish harm to another, mata yata niyang puttang, ayusa eka putta manurakke, evampi sabba bhutesu, manasang bhavaye aparimanang. As a mother would risk her own life to protect her only child, even so towards all living beings, one should cultivate boundless loving kindness. Mettancha sabba lokasmin manasang bhavaye aparimanang uddang adocha tiriyancha asangbadang averang asapattang. One should cultivate for all the world a heart of boundless loving kindness above, below and all around, unobstructed, without hatred or resentment. Tittang charang nisinova sayanova yavatassa vigatamiddo etang sating aditteya brahma metang viharang idamahu. Whether standing, walking or sitting, lying down or whenever awake, one should develop this mindfulness. This is called divinely dwelling here. Dittincha anupagamma silava dasanena sampanno. Kamesu vinaya gedang nahi jatu gabbaseyang punaretiti. Not falling into wrong views, but virtuous and possessing right view, removing desire for sensual pleasures, one comes never again to birth in the womb. Etena sajjena suvatti hotu. By this truth, may Deya be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Stories from the life of the Supreme Buddha. Those who practice Dhamma day and night. Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, today we get to learn about the nature of good monks and nuns. Once there was a woman that lived in Rajagaha, and she was a servant to the main treasurer in Rajagaha. She was a very low servant, and so she had to do very hard work. So one day, her master made her pound a lot of rice all day long, even into the late night. So when she was completely exhausted, to take a little break, she went outside. And when she went outside, she cooled down a little bit, and she looked up into the mountains. So you know that Rajagaha is surrounded by mountains. One of those is Mount Vajra Peak, Gijakuta. So on that mountain, she could see at the monastery, there were monks walking around. So she didn't realize that those monks had been listening to the Dhamma late into the night. And there was a special monk named Dabba Malaputta, who he was the monk in charge of showing the other monks to their kutis and assigning kutis to them. Now, he was given that job. This is an interesting bit of the story. He was given that job because he had psychic powers. And one of those psychic powers was he could control the fire element and make the tips of his fingers glow like a torch. So he could use that light to walk the monks to their kutis even when it was dark out. So the woman didn't know who the monk was. She probably just thought that they were walking by regular torches, not by psychic powers. And when she saw those monks walking, she thought, ah, there must be some monk who's sick, and those monks are up late taking care of a sick monk. Or some monk got poisoned by a snake. So she thought, you know, I have to work hard, and that's why I'm up late at night, but those monks must be up late at night taking care of someone who's sick. She didn't understand the nature of those monks. So the next day, when it was early morning, she took a little of the rice dust that she had pounded and made it into a ball with some water and cooked it in the fire. So her idea was that she would take that with her and eat it on the way to the river where she was going to take a bath. At the same time, the Supreme Buddha went walking down that very same path with the idea to go into the village for alms. When this servant, Punna, saw the Supreme Buddha, she had this marvelous thought. She thought, you know, other days I've seen the teacher, but I haven't had anything to give. Or if I had something to give to him, I never saw him. But today I'm seeing the Supreme Buddha and I have something to give him. I hope that he would accept this cake from me. And she realized that this cake was not a very special thing. It was just the dust left over from her pounding job, and it didn't have any spices in it. It was just the most plain thing you could imagine. Not even like a nice roti with onions and chilies in it. No, nothing like that. Just rice powder. So she had this wish, I hope the Supreme Buddha will accept this. So she walked up to him and she sat her water pot down to the side. She worshipped the Supreme Buddha and said, Venerable Sir, please accept this rice cake. Please let me collect merit by offering this to you. And of course, the Supreme Buddha accepted that. The Venerable Ananda gave him his bowl, and this lady put the rice cake into the Supreme Buddha's bowl. Now, after she did that, she had a little bit of doubt, you could say. She thought, you know, the Supreme Buddha gets the most marvelous food from the king, even sometimes. He's not going to eat this rice cake that I gave him. He's just going to go down the road and maybe give it to a dog or a goat or an animal that's hungry. So the Supreme Buddha understood exactly what she was thinking. That was one of the powers of the Supreme Buddha. And so he sat down right there and ate the cake with her watching. So when she saw that, she was very happy to see the Supreme Buddha eating her rice cake. And we've talked about that before, haven't we? How the Supreme Buddha would eat whatever was given to him. He, even though he often ate the most delicious food in the world, even food from the gods, still, if someone gave him food to collect merit, he would eat that food, no matter what it was. Why? Because he was an arahant, because he didn't have any greed at all for food or nice clothes, anything. He was a Supreme Buddha. So after he had finished eating, he asked this servant Punna a question. He said, "Upasaka, why is it that you've blamed my monks?" And she thought to herself, "Oh, what did I do? Did I blame the monks?" She didn't. She couldn't think of what it was. And so then the Supreme Buddha said to her, "Well, last night, when you went out to rest yourself after working hard, what did you think? What did you say when you saw my disciples walking on the mountain?" And then she said, "Ah, Bhante, it's very simple. When I went outside and saw them, I thought, you know, I am up late at night because I have to work. I have to work hard. I'm a servant in this house. And so I can't even sleep at night. That's the reason that I'm up. And I thought, why could these monks be up so late at night?" She said, "Venerable sir, I thought that probably one of these monks was sick and that the other monks were taking care of him. Or maybe one of the monks got bitten by a snake and the monks were taking care of him." And then the Supreme Buddha said, "Well, Punna, in your case, you were up because you were tired and your body was hurting and you weren't able to sleep. But my monks, my disciples, they're working hard. They're awake, practicing my teachings." So when he said that, he taught a very beautiful Dhammapada stanza. Sadaha jagaramananang ahoratta nusikhinang nibbanang adimuttanang athanga chanti asava. And the meaning is, those who practice the Dhamma constantly, day and night, devoted to meditation, and are always focused on Nibbana, their impurities fade away. So, dear children, this is the goal of the Supreme Buddha's teachings, to remove the impurities from our mind. It's a very hard work, isn't it? Much harder than pounding rice. And that's why the Supreme Buddha says his disciples should practice this Dhamma day and night, be devoted to meditation and always thinking about Nibbana. That if his disciples work hard like that, then their defilements fade away. Dear children, a wonderful thing happened. After this Punna had heard this verse, even as she was standing right there, she attained stream entry. She became a Sotapanna. So powerful is the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. All she needed to hear was one single verse, understanding the nature of devoted disciples. Now, when she woke up in the morning, do you think that she had this idea that she would listen to the Dhamma? and attain the first stage of enlightenment? No, she was probably just tired still from the night before. But when a wise person hears even a single verse of Dhamma at the right time, when their mind is ready, then right on the spot, they can achieve understanding in the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. Afterwards, when the other monks in the monastery heard this story, their thought was, it must have been so difficult for the Supreme Buddha to eat this plain rice cake. But when the Supreme Buddha heard them, he said, no, this isn't even the first time that Punna has given me a rice cake. And he explained that even in a past life, he had eaten food that she had given to him. So, dear children, as we go about our day, we can remember the qualities of the Supreme Buddha, the qualities of the Supreme Sangha, and we can remember how important it is to try hard to practice these teachings all the time, not just when we come to the monastery, but whether we're at home, whether we're at school, whether we're traveling, we can think, now is a good time to think about the Supreme Buddha's teachings. Now is a good time to apply these to my life. So, dear children, may you remember this story of Punna, the servant who offered this rice cake to the Supreme Buddha. May you remember the lesson that she learned about the Supreme Buddha's disciples who are working hard all the time to attain Nibbana. Through the power of this merit, may you too soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Today, we've done many, many meritorious things. We've gone for refuge. You've undertaken the five precepts that protect you in this life and future lives as well. We've recited the Karaniya Metta Sutta. We've listened to a story from the life of the Supreme Buddha and learned about the nature of the monks. So when we do these things, we like to share merit with others. So may all heavenly beings, may our teacher, Lokaswanyo Hongsa, may all the monks and nuns in all the world, may our parents, our relatives, our family, our friends, may they all have a happy mind, remembering the wholesome actions that we've done here today. May they rejoice in this merit. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.